This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Girls, listen to this podcast and know that you are not alone. Lads, listen to it and please take notes. Let's face it, the vast majority of you need all the help that you can get. These are real life stories which actually happened to us and we are very, very honest. Maybe a little bit too much at times. So if you are easily offended, or an ex, or my dad, it's probably best to switch off now. Hello and welcome back to my podcast. This is Men Not Boys. I'm Rachel Rhodes, the girl who is always single, and I'm back again with my bestie, Melissa Reeves, who is always in a relationship. With who? Doesn't matter. She's always in one. Here we are in my kitchen and we are up to episode 6, which is exciting because it is all about making it official. So we've got 3 main subjects to cover right now. How long is it to make it official, or not to make it official? Because it can be a bit weird if it's a bit too soon, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, do you have to talk about making it official, or does it just become official?
Well, that's a question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then another point is how to do it. Via text is not a way to do it.
Do you not think? I think that's okay.
Okay, well, we can debate on that one. And what kind of official are we? Because frankly, I feel like there's too much Netflix and chill going about right now.
Yeah, I do agree with that. It's like, it's one of them, like, you can be official, but you can be not official, but you can't see other people. What is that about?
Exactly. Well, the thing is there's too many people who just seem to think it's completely normal to ask you to be their fuck buddy as well. And you're like, can you be my official fuck buddy?
Yeah, but what, until
girlfriend material comes along, I'm good.
What are the rules there? Are you allowed to sleep with other people? Are they allowed to sleep with other people? Like, what is an official fuck buddy? Are you officially just sleeping with each other? But isn't that a relationship?
Well, no, because there's no feelings, is there?
I'm sure it is feelings confusing. Always come now, and that's when it gets messy, isn't it?
It's always for the girl, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
So first, how long do you think it is good to make it official with someone? Like, sometimes you've been seeing someone for 6 months and you think, get a jiggy on. And sometimes 2 hours later into your first date, you're thinking, whoa, this is a bit soon. Like, What do you think is a good time frame of dating someone?
I don't think you can put a time frame just on any relationship, but I think 6 months is a bit too far in to be like, we're still not official. Be like, what the hell am I doing here? This is a waste of time. It is like playing games. I've got a friend that's been dating a guy for about 4 or 5 months, and he keeps saying, we're still not official, we're not official. And she's like, why am I not girlfriend material? We go away for the weekend, we go on dates. He doesn't want her to speak to anyone else, but they're not boyfriend and
girlfriend. Do you know what that's called, Melissa? A bloody big red flag. And that is floating in that wind going, hello, look at me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The problem with the whole official thing is that it's like an awkward conversation that you have to have with someone. As a girl, if you say to someone, so where are we? You're seen as this absolute psycho.
Yeah, you are. Like, oh my God, you're too keen.
You have to wait for a lad to say. And this is us being sexist as usual, but that's just society, isn't it? If I said, when I said to him, well, where are we? Everyone would be like, oh, Rach, you shouldn't have done that. But for a lad
really
to be
awkward.
Like, I really want to make something of this. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Isn't that lovely? So as a girl, I feel like we're totally not in control of the situation.
I was the one that brought it up in my relationship because I was like, well, what is this? But I didn't know how to say it. So I had to wait until like he brought up something about a relationship, and I was like, oh, well, you're not even my boyfriend.
Well,
and then he was like, well, I'll be your boyfriend then. I was like, okay, then, yeah, you're my boyfriend. And that was the conversation.
I used that one once, you know, like, you're not even my boyfriend. Like, I'm not even going to do that because you're not my boyfriend. He's like, be my girlfriend then. That didn't last long, though. That one lasted approximately like 2 weeks.
Also, I think that if you're trying to put off becoming official, are you waiting for something better to come along?
Yeah,
like, what's the point? What's the point in not becoming official? Why is it not like the old days where you'd start dating someone?
Courting them.
And you start courting someone and you'd just be together. Now there's been like, remember you used to be meeting someone, you'd be necking someone. It's like,
getting with someone. Seeing someone.
Yeah.
It's all confusing.
And you have to have that conversation. And if you don't, make sure you have that conversation and they go and do something with someone else, it's, well, we weren't even together, like, properly anyway.
I know, and then you look like, and then they make you feel like an idiot.
You're like
you're this weird psycho. You're like, hang on a minute, you've been in my bed for the past 3 months.
Exactly,
like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I do think we need to set an actual time frame, though. I do. I think as much as it's quite general, I do think we'll have to say it's between...
I'd say a month.
Really?
Yeah.
A month?
A month.
My last ex, I was seeing him for 5 days before he made it official.
So I feel like that's too soon.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that's why he's an ex. Like, let's be honest.
I've probably gotten like a relationship within 2 days, but it is too soon. When you think back to it, like, it's rushing into something.
Yeah.
But then don't wait too long either, because then if you do wait too long, then it just gets more awkward to bring it up in conversation.
Yeah, but after 5 days, when he said to me, will you be my girlfriend? I was like, oh my God, a man who knows what he wants and goes out to get it. Now, he turned out to be a complete nutter psycho. He was a psycho. But yeah, at the same time, I do think that is something very sexy about a man who will go after what he wants and just say, do you know what? I want you to be my girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't want anyone else to have you. That is nice.
You are mine and I want you. And that's like, that's something really appealing and sexy, where little boys would go, oh, I don't know, like, should we just like see how it goes and see how up? And you're like, oh,
like, I'm not looking for anything serious right now.
Oh, oh my God. And then you look like a weirdo because you're like, well, am I looking for something? Is this serious?
You always try and act like, oh, no, neither am I. And then like 3 months in, you're like, well, are we looking for something serious? Yeah.
is this like a serious thing going on? Like, the serious thing is a problem, because I wouldn't say that I'm outwardly looking for a serious relationship, because I think that's heavy. But I also don't think that I want a relationship where we could disrespect each other. Yeah. And I think that's where people get those two words mixed up. Serious and respect is two different things.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, being respectful to someone does not make it a serious relationship. It just makes it a relationship.
Yeah. What's awkward as well, though, is when you have been like dating someone or seeing someone for a certain amount of time, and then you have to introduce them to someone, or they introduce you, and it's like, this is Melissa, if they just say, this is Melissa, I think they're not really serious about you. If they're like, this is Melissa, my friend, you're like, yeah, we're not going anywhere. Yeah,
you just friend-zoned me.
Yeah, you've got to sit there and wait for, this is Melissa, and you're like, but what are you going to say?
This is Melissa, who is...
But I think if they introduce you as their girlfriend, like, they're serious about you, and if not, then they're not. Like, they're not interested.
But what is the time frame? So, say you've been dating someone for a few weeks, like...
A few weeks is a good time frame, yeah, like...
But how long would you wait?
Till I brought it up, I'd probably wait.
Till Psycho Melissa pops back up. Hello, love me.
Depends how much I like them. Like, if I really like them and I don't want them to anyone else to have them.
Well, you're seeing them, you're dating them, you make an effort with them, you can be arsed, so you like them a little bit. How long would you bother with someone till you're like, hang on a minute, you should be making this
nowadays decision? I wouldn't wait around, but in the past I've waited and just been a bit stupid.
How long have you waited in the past?
About 4 months, I think, 5 months.
And did they ever make it official?
It was the first guy that when we met, remember I was following him around town?
The guy we stalked, yes, I remember that one. And you were
never really official with him, were you? We were never actually official, even though I met his family, he met my family, we went for dinners together, we went for the cinema, we did everything a couple does, we went away for the weekend, we did everything together as a couple.
But he didn't want anything serious.
But he wouldn't say that you're my girlfriend. And then... like, a year later, after we'd stopped seeing each other, bearing in mind when he was with someone else, he came up to me and was like, you've always been the one. I was like, you wouldn't even make me your girlfriend. How have I always been the one?
Was that on the pool table?
That was on the pool table.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, just after he got engaged to someone else.
Aren't men scumbags sometimes?
I know, it's ridiculous.
Do you know what? You can't paint them all with the same brush, but my experience has not been great, let's be honest, guys. I think for me, I've dated people and thought, ugh, this is getting a bit much now. Like,
yeah, if they try and make it official too soon, or if you do, it's off-putting for anyone, because it's just, being too keen is not good.
That's what I mean, though. It's such a difficult thing to decipher, because if you're too, you don't know how they feel, and they don't quite know how you feel. It's a hard balance to have. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've found as well, the less keen I am with a guy, the more I'm like, well, I don't know what I want, the more keen they are. But then if you do start liking someone, I can't help but become a psycho. I will openly stalk you. I'm like...
Yeah, you are a bit of a psycho when you want to be. Where for me, I'm like so scared of being the psycho that I just seem to let people mug me off. Because I'm like, I'm not going to question that, because, you know, it probably has a reason.
No, I'm not.
To be sleeping
I'm
in that girl's bed. Like, I don't want to come across as a psycho, guys. And everyone's like,
if I'm not, I'd be on the window tapping like, what are you doing?
With a knife, like, ready to go.
Open up!
Hi,
here is Mel.
Yeah, you are a bit like that.
I actually am.
I just think it's such a, like, especially as a female, I feel that it's difficult to broach that conversation.
Yeah, well, the first opportunity a man gets to call you a psycho, they will do it. So if you show any psycho behaviour...
That's what I mean. You've got to keep scrubbing that halo, especially till they've made it official. But I do think... it's on the guy. Like, I think it is sexier when a guy says, I want you, you're mine. Let's make this official, as opposed to beating
around
the bush.
But as long as they don't do it too soon, because that's so off-putting. Like, I've been on a first date before and told that they've said they want babies with me, and that's not attractive.
Yeah, I would have probably vomited.
I never see him again. Even now he texts me saying, I wish you had my children inside you, and I'm like, what?
That just means sex, Melissa.
No, because it's not, because he always says, like, you'd make a great mum. I've had to block him, actually.
Does he not know you now?
Only joking. Wow. I've been amazing, mum.
Yeah, you would.
I picked best nanny for them.
Send them to the best boarding school. Okay, so you don't want them to do it too soon, and they don't want to do it too late, and you want them to do it, you want them to take the initiative to do it.
But we can throw some hints.
Yeah, you've got to throw the hints. You've got to let them know that you like them and you're going to say yeah. But we need a number. Put a number on it, Melissa.
Maybe between 3 and 6 weeks it has to become official. Any later than that, then it's not going anywhere serious.
But it depends on how many dates you have in a week.
It does, actually, because if you're seeing someone every single day, then it may happen sooner. And if they live far away, then it may happen later because you don't see them as much.
Yeah.
But I'd say 3 to 6 weeks.
I would say probably between date 5 and date 8.
Yeah, that actually sounds about right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
First 3 dates, you're always still sussing each other out. 4, 5, and 6, you're figuring out whether you're sleeping together or not. And then in between...
It's always awkward. After like the 3rd or 4th, maybe 5th date, you're like, oh God,
when am I going to sleep with you? Does this mean? Oh crap.
Like, do you want to stay in my... Like, no, not really.
No, don't. Thank you. I am a nun. Okay, so we've decided on the optimum number. But the big question is how does it happen? Like, how would you like to be asked out? Have you had any awful ways of being asked out? I've literally been asked out by a text.
That's not bad. Like, what's wrong with that? It's less awkward and they're still doing the job, aren't they?
I completely disagree with you.
Like, it depends what you're talking about.
I feel like that's someone proposing to you via text. It would just be like, I'm sorry, what?
No, I don't think it is.
I think it's same level. It's that same level of excitement.
I mean, asking someone to be a girlfriend and asking them to marry you was a bit different.
No, I feel like I've only ever been asked to have someone's girlfriend. I've not got a rocket, and so I'm just as excited about both. But no, I think being asked out by text is like...
Oh, I don't think it's bad at
I
all.
I expect like aeroplanes with my name
not
written
in this
on
day
it.
And age. Not complete. In this day and age where everything's
done
over
text.
I'm going
to make sure someone might as well slide into your DMs and be like, Saturn and Mel, fancy being me bird.
I just think I met my ex machine. I'm only joking, I didn't really.
No, but imagine... But imagine, like, someone actually did that to you. Like,
no, but not sliding your DMs. Sliding the DMs, asking for a date. That's like flipping at someone for asking you for a date over a DM.
But you wouldn't. That's what I mean. But they're putting that as just as important. So, oh, I'm going to get in her DMs to ask her if she wants to get with me. It's just as important as the girl I really like. I want to ask her to be my girlfriend. They're on two different levels.
I suppose.
You get weirdos in your DMs. You don't want a weirdo sliding into your messages.
If you're texting someone, you're already on like a level with them. You can be having conversation about like what you want in life and stuff. And it's like, well... Do you see this going anywhere? You can have that conversation over text.
Melissa, I feel like chivalry just died in your text messages.
Well, I'm not really bothered.
Really?
You're
really?
Such a girl.
I like a bit of chivalrousness. I would like it to at least be some sort
Plus also, if you want to say no, it's easier over text.
Well, that... that is true. Like, if I'm telling someone that I don't want to date them anymore, I like to do it via text.
No way. See, that's just mean. I would never do that.
Hang on a minute. So you'd sit on a date with someone and be like, this is the end. I'm not going to date you again.
Yeah.
Or would
In fact,
you...
I'd rather have the respect. If I respect them enough, yeah, I'd sit there face to face and be like, listen, this just isn't for me.
But pay for me dinner. Are you getting the drinks though?
You never end things over dinner. You always do it over a coffee because it's easy and easy to leave. And you have to pay for that first.
Yeah, but the thing is that's ending things. When you've just been on one or two dates with someone and they're like, should we set up a next date? It's easier to just say no.
Yeah, you can do that over text. I wouldn't like meet up with them to tell them I'm not dating you again. But if I've been dating someone and then I don't want to date them anymore, then I'd give them the respect to meet them in person and say face to face, this just isn't for me.
Going through every boy I've ever been official with, I've been asked out via text once, but I was quite naive at the time and was like, yeah, a boyfriend, great.
You'd be like that now. Finally.
Desperate times, Melissa, desperate times. But other than that, most of them have been an awkward conversation, but actually it's dead cute.
Yeah.
Dead cute, because they're like, well, you know, can we, like, you know, I really want to be, like, and you, like, spit it out now, and you, like, even feel it coming, and you take such great joy in staying silent, so they squirm through it.
I usually can't wait for someone to do that. I'm the type to sit there and go, so what are we? Like, I'm just too psycho to wait.
Oh no, I wait. Like, that's probably why I'm single and you're not, but I wait.
What's the deal? I've actually said before, I've been asked out on a date on Saturday, are we official or not? Because if we're not, then I'm going.
What did they say back?
I got a boyfriend then.
Did you? Mm. But then don't you feel like you've sort of asked them out?
I don't really care.
Really?
Well, we're in the 21st century now. Like, women can ask men out.
I am still in the 19th century.
That's why you're still single.
I asked my mum about that the other day, by the way, what century you were in, because I couldn't figure it out.
It is the 21st, isn't
it? It's the 21st, yeah, because you have to add 100 on, but not the 20 doesn't count. Because we're in the 21st century, so 20 centuries have happened in the first one. It's now happening. So we're in that one. We're in the middle of it. Get me?
Not in the middle. It's only what year is it?
So we're not in the middle, we're at the beginning of it.
I forgot what year it was.
It's the 21st century. Anyway, yeah, you're in the 21st century where I think that's the difference between men and boys. I think boys are in the 21st century, and I think men are a bit more chivalrous and a bit more in the 20th.
That's why you'll find an older man will usually ask you out and do it all the proper way, whereas a boy will play around, tell you they don't know what they want, drag you along for a bit, tell you then, like, you're not official.
And then end up sitting in the room crying and wanking over you. Like, that's what happens. A man will be in the bedroom with you, ravishing you. That's why I want a man, guys. I want to be in the 19th century. I want to wear them corset things and dresses.
So they wore them in the 19th century? That was the 18th century.
Or whatever century, the century where you wear them and they suck you in and then you get handwritten letters from Mr. Mark Darcy. I'm all for it.
Loads of people died wearing them corsets because it breaks all your organs.
I'm okay with that. Okay, so how to do it? Melissa's okay with the text messages, so she's just get right in there, people.
Rachel would like a pigeon.
I would like a carrier pigeon or an aeroplane with Rachel, will you be my girlfriend, written on it. Like, I want extreme measures, but then again, that's me. I'm a bit of a drama queen. But then you've also got that question, as you say, we are in the 21st century. I have literally been asked to be someone's official fuck buddy. So I think there's a different type of official that goes on now. I think in the 19th, 18th, 20th, whatever century, it was all very, you are my girlfriend, you are not. Where now there's lots of different levels of being official with someone.
It's just confusing.
Like, people think it's quite acceptable to be like, sat in a rage, fancy Netflix and chill. No.
Yeah.
By the way, the answer will always be no, but no.
Yeah.
Like, let's have an official fuck buddy relationship.
How does that even work? So you just sleep with each other but no one else, but you don't like do any relationship things together?
No. So the last one who asked me to be a fuck buddy, he literally actually tried to convince me by having a conversation with me about him. He said to me, what we do is we respect each other. You look after your health, I look after my health, so we're respecting each other's health.
Hygiene, you mean, like, chlamydia?
Yeah, like, that. Well, that's health. That's not hygiene. Hygiene is like having a dirty dick. Health is chlamydia. You don't want to be... There's a disease, isn't it? STD, STI, infection and disease. Health, whatever. You have to make sure you don't catch no... Whatever you don't want.
Yeah.
You know, what you're doing when you're not with me is your business, and what I'm doing when I'm not with you is my business. But when we want, we can come together and sleep together. And I was just like, no. They're the rules.
I'd be offended if someone asked me that. I'd be like, I am wife material. Don't insult me.
The thing with this friend, okay, so let me explain to you, okay, complicated relationship here. He's a friend, a very good friend who I've known for years, but it's me who didn't want more.
But did he want, like...
But we have been
together
before. Did he
want a relationship?
He wanted to see
where
things went.
And then maybe he thought if he just slept with each other, something could develop, maybe. He was trying to, like, draw you in by acting like he wasn't asked.
No, I think he's got too much other stuff going on now. He just saw me as a fuck buddy, which was fine. I wasn't offended because, you know...
Yeah.
because it was me who didn't want more. But at the same time, I was just like, ha, 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 no. Do you know what I mean? Because I've never had that with anyone where I'm just like, yeah, let's just fuck. Like, ever. Never been for me. So therefore, I find that they've always got like a little fuck buddy on the side who's always tapping into their head. Or an ex. Every lad I date seems to go back to their ex. It's really weird. I'm like, seriously, does anybody want their ex-girlfriend back? Just take me on a date. Take me on a date. They'll come straight back
to you.
That
is so weird.
I know. It's quite heartbreaking, though. It's like, what am I doing wrong?
My exes seem to marry their next girlfriend after me.
Well, I think that's even worse.
It's quite heartbreaking, actually.
It's like when you break up with someone, I don't want to be with you anymore, but the next girl you meet, you will marry. Congratulations. Tell me where to send the
flowers. It's worse when they're like, anything serious, and then they walk down the aisle 2 years later, and I'm like, are you messing?
The guy you're with now, if he said to you, do you know what, Melissa? I just don't feel like I want anything serious anymore. Can we just be fuck buddies? How would you take that?
I'd take that really badly. I'd probably take off and take his willy with me.
Yeah, so you wouldn't go with the fuck buddy thing right now? For you, official is official or not?
Yeah, I think you're either together or don't waste me time. I'm not interested in messing around and just doing whatever, but I'm like the wrong side of 20. So if I was maybe a bit younger, then yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with just having a bit of fun. But then there's a certain point, if people are growing feelings and stuff, people end up getting hurt. So you either make it official and you both know where you stand, or you stand the risk of growing feelings and getting hurt.
Yeah, I think you sort of need to grow a pair of balls and stick up for what you know is right. Like, yeah. Red flags are everything. If they're waving them red flags at you and they don't want anything serious, take it this way. The minute they really like someone, they will want something serious. Exactly. Whether it's a week later or 10 years later. Exactly.
If they like you, they'll want to be with you.
If they really like you, they'll say, be mine. And you're like, okay. You can tell I live in a fancy world of Prince Charming and that, can't you? Mark Darcy.
I know.
Be mine, my love. I love you.
He comes and I'm like, riding down Allerton Road on his horseback carriage.
Throwing roses at me. No, I think it's such a grey area. It is. It's so hard right now to date in this 21st century.
No, it is. It's just confusing. There's just too many levels of what you are. You're dating, you're meeting, you're seeing each other, you're together, you're official, you're serious, you're together, but you're not that serious, you're moving in together,
you even have an horrible. It's complicated on Facebook.
I know.
It's complicated. How do you what have does that mean? Talk about muggy. Imagine your imagine fella changed his relationship status to it's complicated. You'd be like, is there something you're not telling me? Are we together or not?
Oh my God, that's another thing. When do you become Facebook official?
Facebook official or Instagram official?
Yeah, like posting pictures and stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes you're Instagram official before you're actually official, and then you know by them putting a picture of you on their Instagram.
That,
you're like,
oh my God, that is actually.
I'm on the Instagram.
Once you're on the Instagram, are you then official without that conversation?
I think you will always need that conversation. Some people say they don't, but you do. You need it. Well,
yeah, you do need
it. I'm like, babe, I work with black and white meat. Am I with you or am I not? Like, I need to hear the words.
Yeah.
I just think it's so. I remember my ex before we were together, one of them. I went to put a picture of me and him on Instagram, and he saw me going to do it, and he went, "Ah!" And I just looked at him, and then I just deleted it because I thought, "No chance, no chance." It's so hot. It drives me mad. The situation just drives me mad. I think it's so grey area, and I think it needs to be more black and white.
It is complicated.
But then I think a man will go, "I want you."
One of my friends got tricked into this once because she was seeing someone and they weren't official. He kept saying, we're not official, not official. So she knew they weren't official and she went with someone else. So then he went on a lad's holiday and came back and they had a bit of an argument and he said, joking around, I went with someone when I was in Madrid because he went to see the Liverpool game.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, fine, I slept with someone while you were in Madrid as well. And he was like, really? She went, yeah. And he went, I was only messing. And that threw a spanner in the works because then he was like, well, why have you done that? And she said, well, you keep saying we're not official.
Yeah. We're not official.
But why are you going to go with anyone else then? Well, we're just seeing each other. And she's like, but we're not official. And that is like this massive grey area.
That only little boys will play with. Yeah. A man will tell you what he wants. A little boy will give you grey and red flags. So that's the difference. And that's why I need to look for a man who's going to say, Rach, I want you. You're mine. Sum it up right there. That is making it official well and truly discussed. Mel, thank you so much for coming around. What are you thinking on it? Round it up for me.
Rounding it up, I'd say... I don't actually know how to round it up.
Well, I think we've put a good time frame on dates.
The time frame on dates...
To make it official.
To make it official is about 5 to 8 dates, about 4 to 6 weeks, 3 to 6 weeks, did I say? And how to make it official? Throw hints.
As a girl, try and get them hints. To make it official. As a guy, just get the balls and do it.
Yeah.
But I also think how to make it official is do not do it via text message. Don't slide into DMs and make things official. Like, be... manly is sexy. Beat Mr. Mark Darcy over Lewis Capaldi. I imagine him to be a DM slider.
Do you reckon? I think Lewis Capaldi could be quite romantic. Listen to his singing voice.
Yeah.
Mark Darcy, isn't he the player?
No, baby, he's from Pride and Prejudice.
Mark Darcy, I thought he's from Bridget Jones.
Oh yeah, that's why it's a rip-off of it.
Oh.
But anyway, Mark Darcy on Bridget Jones, I'd still bang him too. Anyway. It's all Colin Firth, I'm okay with that. Okay, and then we've also wrapped up the what kind of official you are, whatever you're most comfortable with. If you want a fuck buddy, you go for it.
Yeah, but don't let anyone play you around either. If you feel like you want more and they're telling you no,
run for your life.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like A Girl and a Gay in the Gym.
Hi, I'm Richie Swan, and this is Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and we're two of Liverpool's leading personal trainers.
This is our podcast, A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. It's a how-to guide of all things dieting and fitness. This isn't your normal boring fitness stuff, though. We're going to tell you how it is, no bullshit.
What's dieting?
Fuck me, I'm starving. Fuck me, I'm tired. Who the fuck are you looking at? Come over here, I want to eat you. That's what dieting is.
When I started my own little fat loss journey a couple of years ago, I've lost about 4.5 stone now, I think. About Mama was big.
I've got a group of girls on a Friday night.
Nice.
Rather than going out and having a drink, they've signed up to this 8-week course where it stops them from getting on it. Well, I went, where was it? I was out the other week. I went for a tie and I walked upstairs and they're the old way. So I was after PT and they were on the 5th bottle of Prosecco. Still in the gym kit.
A Girl and a Gay in the Gym from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.